is Today in History, October 20th. On this day in 1803, the United States Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. And on this day in 1944, MacArthur returns. After advancing island by island across the Pacific Ocean, U.S. General Douglas MacArthur wades ashore, fulfilling his promise to return to the area he was forced to flee in 1942. And on this day in 1973, after 15 years of construction, the Sydney Opera House is dedicated by Queen Elizabeth II. The $80 million structure, designed by a Danish architect and funded by the profits of the Opera House lotteries, was built in Sydney, Australia. Famous for its geometric roof shells, the structure contains several large auditoriums and presents an average of 3,000 events per year to an estimated 2 million people. And on this day in 1990, two live crew members are acquitted of obscenity charges. Three members of the rap group Two Live Crew are acquitted of obscenity charges in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Luther Campbell, Chris Fresh Kid Ice Wong Wong, and Mark Brother Marquise Ross had faced a year in prison for performing their songs, which were considered to be sexually obscene, at a club in Hollywood, Florida.
This is a multi-millionaire, and he's going to jail. You know why? He's Luther Campbell, and he heads Two Live Crew, and they're upset in Florida. The cops not only busted the rock group, they busted a record seller for selling their album.
Their June 10th concert appearance and subsequent arrest capped a remarkable week in which a federal judge ruled that their latest album was obscene and that a local record store owner was arrested for selling it to an undercover police officer.
Listen up, y'all, to what we say. We won't be banned in the USA.
And on this day in 1977, three members of the Southern rock and roll band Lynyrd Skynyrd die in a Mississippi plane crash.
This bulletin just into WMJS Radio. The Federal Aviation Administration reports that a plane carrying 25 persons crashed tonight in southwest Mississippi. Among those aboard, the Lynyrd Skynyrd rock group. An FAA spokesman says he received a report of multiple fatalities and some survivors in the crash of the Convair 240. He said the plane was en route from Greenville, South Carolina to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when it crashed 2 miles northeast of Gillsburg, Mississippi. He said police and a rescue squad are on the scene.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
In the summer of 1977, members of the rock band Aerosmith inspected an airplane that they were considering chartering for their upcoming tour, a Convair 240, operated out of Addison, Texas. Concerns over the flight crew led Aerosmith to look elsewhere, a decision that saved one band but doomed another. The aircraft in question was instead chartered by the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, who were just setting out that autumn on a national tour that promised to be their biggest to date. On this day in 1977, however, during a flight from Greenville, South Carolina to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lynyrd Skynyrd's tour plane crashed in a heavily wooded area of southeastern Mississippi during a failed emergency landing attempt, killing band members Ronnie Van Zandt, Steve Gaines, and Cassie Gaines, as well as the band's assistant road manager and the plane's pilot and co-pilot. 20 others survived the crash. The plane began to run out of fuel at 6,000 feet en route to a Baton Rouge airport. The plane's crew, whom the National Transportation Safety Board would hold responsible for the mishap in the accident report, issued 8 months later, radioed Houston Air Traffic Control as the plane lost altitude, asking for directions to the nearest airfield. Quote, "We're low on fuel and we're just about out of it," the pilot told Houston Center at approximately 6:42 p.m. "We want vectors to Macomb Airfield. Post haste, please, sir." Approximately 13 minutes later, however, the plane crashed just outside of Gillsburg, Mississippi. The band broke out nationally in 1973 following the adoption of the name Lynyrd Skynyrd in honor of their high school gym teacher and nemesis named Lynyrd Skynyrd. The new renamed band scored major hits with their hard-driving album in 1973 featuring the most familiar and joked about rock anthems of all time, Freebird. Their follow-up album included even bigger hits, Sweet Home Alabama, and it secured the band's status as one of the giants of southern rock and roll. Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane down in Mississippi, October the 20th, 1977, on this day in history. Now muscle shows the Scottish Walker.